Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson in the house.
Good to see you, boys. How we doing?
Good. How we doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Got to talk to some folks this morning, you know, a big crowd there, National Grid. It was fun.
Nice.
So,
left a mark?
I hope so. You know, well, you know, I think so. It, you always hope when you leave after, you know, sharing your story that it has an impact somehow, some way. I think the response was good. So, it gives me juice to come talk with you boys today.
Well, we talk about harnessing your power. National Grid, that's nice.
Yeah.
You ask him for a discount?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could ask him to hook me up with my heat bill.
Nice, yeah.
Because all I see on social media is people complaining about the delivery charge. Everybody's like, how does it cost more to deliver my gas or electricity than it does? And I'm like,
it doesn't.
I don't
They're
know.
Allowed to
let
surcharge.
Let me work on that.
Okay.
Let me talk to the good folks there. I think I did okay today. I think if I talk to them the next time, they will be willing to maybe consider
help everybody
helping
out.
You guys out, yeah.
We look forward to
Let's
it.
See.
All right, it's 3 o'clock, 3 hoes. Ted's here. It's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
19!
Green 19!
Yeah, there you go! What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be...
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're going to war with National Grid, but after the check clears, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. We have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you are wearing orange today, which I know is your favorite color, so I ask you, are you ready to present your opening stance?
I'm bright and I'm ready.
You are bright, and you have 60 seconds to present your stance. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know if people have been following social media. There's a couple things going on with Jason Tatum. First of all, we get the videos, right? Instagram. You see these videos of him playing one-on-one, and you're like, you can't tell the guy's hurt. You can't tell that he tore his Achilles. He looks like a elite, big athlete basketball player playing one-on-one, and I get it. He maybe hasn't gone through full scrimmages and contact, and there's some steps ahead. But I'm really starting to believe we need to start thinking and talking about Jason Tatum, that he is returning sooner rather than later. And there's a couple reasons out there. You can go the conspiracy route reasons, where people believe he's posting videos at times and of links and of all this that are too 8. And 2-8, obviously in the calendar, is February 8th. That is a national TV game against the Knicks. Oh, interesting, the Knicks, when he tore his Achilles in that series against the Knicks. And if you're not a believer in the Easter eggs and the conspiracies, then you can listen to my guy Terp, who thinks he's just targeting doing it faster than his idol, Kobe Bryant, who did it in less than 8 months. But from what I've seen, we need to start talking about not only Jason Tatum returning sooner rather than later, but what that means to the number 3 seed Boston Celtics and Jaylen Brown.
May I also posit this, sir? How about on December 28th, they have a 6 p.m. tilt against the Trailblazers?
Yeah, that seems really early, though. that seems like a bridge too close.
We heard some things.
Do we care about the innuendo? Do we care about just not coming out and saying it, but just leaving crumbs for us to, this is how it's going to be until he comes? He's going to give little crumbs and little, like, you know, kind of things to where you have to pick up on and kind of figure out when he's coming back to you. And because these guys get off on that.
Yes.
Do you enjoy the fact that they get off on you kind of taking all this little bits and pieces and trying to figure it out?
No, I hate it.
Okay.
I literally hate it. Taylor Swift, I think, is big on it. I think she does a lot of it with album releases and songs.
I feel like if they're going to do that, I don't want to play their game. they want to play games. I'm not going to play their game.
Yeah,
I don't want to engage in that.
I agree. But will you engage in the idea that he's coming back?
When? What's sooner rather than later mean? What does that mean?
So let's say February. Let's pick February. That gives him 2 months from what we've seen with our own eyes. Forget the innuendo. Just what you've seen with your own eyes. Tack on 2 months of more practice time, workouts, whatever he needs to do. Comes in February. And obviously you're going to ease him back in, right? Because even if he's fully healthy and he's passed all your tests and everything, you're going to ease him back in. Probably don't play back-to-backs. So you have a minutes restriction, all those things. But what do the Celtics look like? We just started talking about they've figured themselves out, right? Jaylen Brown, Joe Mazzulla, they figured it out. The role players are figuring themselves out. Then they're going to have to figure themselves out again, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that look like? Who has to figure what out?
That's going to be interesting. I think I think it's a fascinating conversation. Because JB, all of a sudden, now he's got to defer. But did you see that we're ranked in offensive categories in a lot of good metrics? You know, now you want to come in and change how we do things? I don't know. You know, JT, I was running a pretty good ship here when you were on the bench, and all of a sudden you want to do things a little bit differently. That's going to be an interesting dynamic, Fitzy. This is an interesting subject. I find it fascinating. Just when he's coming back, all of it. I just sorry, Fitzy, but just one last, I just don't want to be the guy that is reading into all his little things that he puts out there, because this is what today's modern athlete gets off on.
So you wouldn't have done this?
No.
No Twitter with like teases and Easter eggs and whatever they call these.
You see him on social media right now. Do I seem like a guy that's my style? No.
No, it doesn't.
That's not my style. I don't, that's just, that wouldn't even occur to me. But some guys, they look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I see it obviously as a challenge because they're finding their way into their rotation, and guys like Jordan Walsh are playing meaningful minutes, and Hugo Gonzalez is growing up before our eyes. Baylor Shireman with a super plus minus. But at the same time, I also see it as a rich man's problem. I see this as a first world sports problem. Oh, no, what are we going to do? However, will we find a way to slowly but surely reintegrate one of the 5 best players of basketball on planet Earth back into our rotation? I think it's slow. I think it's gradual. Kobe Bryant was only playing 13 to 15 minutes a night for the first several weeks when he came back as well. You know, you're just going to have to take the lumps, but I don't think in any way, shape, or form this disrupts JB's flow. I don't think it really stunts the growth of some of these other guys who have taken to the challenge. And if you listen to WEI at all, let alone the afternoons, you hear all these promos where Arcand is talking about the fact that Mazzulla could well be working his way from guy we had no faith in to potential coach of the year candidate. All right, Joe, well, if you're on that kind of heater as a coach, let's go.
Who didn't we have faith in? I'm
Mazzulla.
Confused.
Mazzulla. Some people didn't have faith coming in, and now there seems to be an uptick. Although I read some odds, he's not really considered a coach of the year.
Well, I'm trying to figure. You don't think JT coming back, Fitzy, will just like JB will be fine? All the other players are just going to casually integrate themselves into JT style. You don't think there's going to be any issues at all with him coming back and them just seamlessly picking up? Where they left off, I can say where they left off, but they've never played with JT. I just. I have a hard time thinking this is just going to be a smooth transition when he comes back.
There could be issues, but I think these are issues if he is as healthy as he looks. And granted, I'm not going to take it just from some YouTube, Facebook, and IG highlights that all of a sudden the guy's fixed and that he's going to be back in his prime like where, like he
you
was dropping 35
You did see JB running
night.
Routes out there in England, didn't you, yeah. on Instagram? And you basically said he was going to be...
Yeah, these videos.
I don't know. You were right. You were right to say that Stephon Diggs was going to be ready to go because he was. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Lean into the videos, Fitzy. It worked for you once. Lean in again. So... Don't you think this basically will come down to two things? What JT expects? Because isn't there a world where maybe he just comes back as 12, 14 minutes a game? He sits in the corner. He becomes your corner three guy and starts to slowly kind of evolve into what this role is. And wouldn't that be a discussion that Mazzulla, JB, him, Derek White, there's probably a small group that have that discussion. Like, this is what we expect of you. This is what we hope you will accept as your role, right?
I would hope so.
Isn't that the conversation? And then the year after, okay, then we'll figure out if you're fully back. But we're, as you said, the numbers would tell you, the standings would tell you, we've kind of figured it out. We're doing okay without you.
It's a fascinating discussion and thing to talk about, and I can't wait to see it because I think it's going to be how do you navigate a guy that has been the top of his game, integrating back into a system that seems to be working without him,
right?
Is his ego, do we got to worry about placating him? How does it impact the wins and losses? How does it all look? I think, does JB, who's been kind of the top dog, all of a sudden, is he comfortable going back to the two spot? I just think there was a lot of really interesting, fascinating kind of storylines to JT coming back.
And he's coming back, and I just say this, they can't change everything for him if he's only going to play 12 minutes. Right?
Correct.
And not play back-to-back nights. Right. So we're going to have two different teams. When you play, we're this team, and then when you're not, when you're on the bench or whatever, we're a different team. That's too much to ask all the other guys to. I feel like he needs to bend.
Dude, what do we think? What would look different with him coming? I feel like it's got to be different, but they're still going to chuck up a ton of threes.
Yeah,
right? That's
different. That's going up.
What about the pace of play?
That's going down.
Right. So, but the pace of play has been slow, though, right? Even with JB.
Yeah, but it's going to go even slower.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but you know what else is going to go up? The potential. Granted, they're scoring great. Yes, I know they're reigning, I think, third most threes. Their offensive efficiency right now is through the roof over the last month. You do also add a premier rebounder, which has been an issue in the form of JT. He probably won't have the same hops that he had for a little while.
Right.
Obviously, his ups will take a little bit of a knock. But like you said, Andy, if he's only working 12 to 16 minutes a night for the first month, he has to, and I hope, I don't know anything about, I don't know this. You can fill Winnipesaukee with what not any of us know about this, which is not much. I don't know that he is going to bend to what the team is doing now. I can only say that I would hope he would, and not like, hey, guys, slow everything down to run my offense because I'm Jason Tatum, you're not, and that's the way it's going to be. I would hope that he sees something functional and fluid right now and wants to be a part of it.
All right, we'll leave that one there. Exciting time, curious times when Jason Tatum comes back.
But, I'm rooting for it. I'll just say that as the JB guy, I'm rooting for it because theoretically they're better with him on the floor, whatever the role is.
And thank you, Celtics, for giving us just some kind of a compelling season so far.
And we might need also, it based on the Red Sox.
And also, by the way, guys, don't count this team out of anything except maybe a finals matchup with the Thunder because they've lost one game barely.
Oh yeah,
real quick, sorry, Dan.
Yeah, no, go for it.
I heard this. I forgot where I heard this. I was at this NBC studios, and I think this was being batted around, the idea of teams not wanting to make big moves at the trade deadline, because they feel like it's already over.
It's a theory.
That's OKC's already got
not going to beat them anyway.
That the Thunder, it's already a runaway kind of horse.
What a loser's mentality that is.
Totally.
How about this, guys? How about this? They also have a top three protected draft pick next year.
Oh yeah, no, they are. They're a budding dynasty. They're doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a loser's mentality. Like, I know they're off to a historic start, 23-1 or whatever it is now. But to just say, oh, well, we'll make moves in 2 years if they have some hiccups and injuries, losers.
I agree.
Oh, 2007, the Patriots haven't lost a game yet. We might as well just fold it up.
Yeah, what if the Giants had done that?
Right, exactly. Or any other team.
Good
point. We'll leave that one there as Jason Tatum works his way back. Fitzy, are you ready?
Yes, I'm going to talk something positive and Patriots.
Okay, well, you get 60 seconds for both P's. Go ahead.
Okay. So this was heard yesterday afternoon on the surprisingly still existing NFL Network, and it relates to one of your favorites.
I would maybe go back if a team was like, hey, you know, can you give us some great looks on the scout team? And we're going to pay you a legitimate bonus, like $1 million or something bonus right on the spot. And all you got to do is practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the practice squad and show us some legitimate looks of the tight ends that we're going against and just go out there and practice and have fun and get our guys better. That actually might be a pretty cool case. You know, I might have to think about that. The chance of that happening.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Are 1%, but I would have to just think about it and lay my options on the table.
Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network talking to Rob Gronkowski, dovetailing off of Philip Rivers' return to the NFL, looking like he's actually going to start Sunday, wondering if Gronk would consider unretiring to join an NFL team down the stretch. I am not going to tell anyone how to feel about it. All I know are two things. It is highly unlikely that he is going to rejoin the New England Patriots, as awesome as that would be. But I still do believe that he would be able to help a scout team, probably even make 10 to 12 plays any given Sunday and contribute to it. I enjoyed that for but a moment, but as far as actually coming to fruition, I might not get my hopes up, Pat.
You can just call me Mr. Recovery.
Yeah, see, he does things like that every now and again. Gronk, he's such a better businessman. He is such a better Barnum than people have ever given him credit for. Just when it's time to keep his name in the public sphere and have eyes on him, he'll say something like that. Just like when he told us he had a big announcement to tease 6 years ago. And what was it for? CBD cream to rub on your bad ligaments and joints, Mr. Recovery. So don't, I'm not taking the cheese, and I hope no one else is.
You already took it, man. You already took it.
Yep.
Fitz.
You promoted it.
That's what you did. Oh, that's
because it's fun content.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, to me it is. It's Rob Gronkowski. Why not just, you know, sometimes, Ted, you walk out the door and you're like, man, that is much colder than I thought. Ooh, it would be fun to see Gronk in an 87 uniform again. That's probably not going to happen. Let me carry on. Let me go bring the barrels to the curb. Mm. Just even think about it for just a mere second.
I won't.
Well, he's also just a businessman. I mean, he's asking.
Correct.
He's saying, if you pay me $1 million, I'll practice. No one's going to pay you $1 million to practice. It's the most ridiculous thing. And but this is there are, I will say, a lot of reactions to this Philip Rivers coming back. You see Cam Newton's mad that they didn't call him because he's 8 years younger or whatever. He's 36 instead of 44.
Now, I love that.
He left out the part where Philip Rivers was running the offense and knows the offense. Cam Newton, you don't know the offense, but he's mad that they didn't call him because he's much younger.
For real? Like, did he just
slap in the face? I never know with him what
he's
is real and what isn't.
Sensationalist because on TV every day. And also, Andy, I'll float this crazy-ass theory. What about, okay, so Gronkowski says that, right? If he's willing to take $1 million to practice Wednesday through Friday, who's to say somebody like who does crazy things and makes offensive miracles happen on the regular, Sean McVay, doesn't call up Gordy Gronk and just say, here's $2 million. He has to practice and maybe suit up and give me 8 plays on Sunday, and I'll help him win one more Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shot in Hades if that happened. Okay. Like, it's one thing to be a quarterback. If we're going to put any legitimacy on this, a quarterback stands in the pocket and throws the ball. He doesn't actually have to hit anybody. Theoretically, he doesn't have to be hit. If you're going to play tight end, if you're going to run down the field, you have to be fast enough to beat people. You have to take some hits, be able to get back up after you take said hits. I mean, I think that has passed. Gronk is... He's not great on TV, but that's his life now. He sits at a desk and he analyzes games and
and
that's
butchers
his life
the English
now.
Language and says funny things by accident. Yes, even if it was a red zone only package, I agree. It was fun to think about it for a minute. Mm. But if he's being serious about it, I don't think people will go further than the commentary cheese.
He got exactly what he wanted from you, Fitzy. You took the cheese. You said the cheese was just you talking about him coming back and just. And saying that the idea of him coming back is interesting, that's it. You're talking about him. Boom. That's it.
He's what he wanted.
He was never going to come back, but he got you talking as if he was. There you go. You walked right into his trap. That's all.
I not only did I walk into the trap, I willingly walked into the trap, and I enjoyed the trap.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We'll try to let Fitzy out from his trap as I ask you, Ted Johnson, are you ready for your three-point
stance? I'm ready, bud.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so a lot of debate about how do you stop Drake May, and it is kind of a fascinating topic. How do you stop this kid when he just seems to be basically lighting up everything you throw at him? Well, Phil Perry and I talked about this on the breakdown on Monday, and I just want to flesh this out a little bit more. There's really two ways, I think, to stop Drake May. And even the first one I throw out hasn't been hugely successful, but it's the only coverage and rush that has had any real success, and that is cover one. Quickly, what is cover one? That is when you rush five guys, five or more rushers is a blitz, so you're essentially blitzing him. You have three guys on the inside. You have two edge rushers where you really kind of close in the wall so that he can't escape around the edges. You give him no passing lane or no lanes to run through because you're playing man-to-man on the five eligible receivers with a middle-of-the-field safety. So if guys are playing man-to-man and they got their backs turned, well, what's he going to do if he runs the ball? No, you have five rushers, and they're all very kind of when they rush their lanes, they don't go out. They don't twist. They don't loop. So they keep a very controlled kind of mush pocket press. And then the other one, and to me, that is the most successful. When you look at defenses that have played that, it's the most pressures he's had. It's been out of cover one. The most sacks he's had is out of cover one. He's third in sack rate in cover one. So this, to me, is the most effective way to stop him. You rush five. You don't rush four. You don't rush three. And you play man-to-man with a middle-of-the-field safety, and you make sure that your rush lanes, you're disciplined in your rush lanes, so you give him no way to escape and run. The Falcons did a good job of playing this coverage. They sacked him six times, had an interception. The funny thing is about this coverage is he still lights it up. So just so people know, people are playing him the most in this coverage, cover one coverage snaps. They're set of 72 dropbacks. They've played cover one. He's first in touchdowns versus this coverage. He's second in completions. He's third in completion percentage. However, he's also been sacked a lot, been pressured a lot, and then he's 17th out of 33 qualifiers in EPA. I can tell you what that is, but I don't want to bore you. Point is, this is the most effective way to stop Drake May. Everyone's trying to figure out how to do it. If I'm a defensive coordinator, I play more cover one, blitz, middle of the field safety, man-to-man.
So they got...
Okay, I know.
They got a lesser guy.
Well, Buffalo's dinged up on the defensive line. You have no Ed Oliver to deal with.
Yep.
Shaq Thompson is playing linebacker more frequently now, and he's been good in coverage and good on the line for them as well. So that's a consideration for the run game. Mm-hmm. Greg Rousseau, A.J. Epinesa, they'll get home eventually, but not on the regular. Joey Bosa's on one wheel. So this will be a good week for Drake May to have time. The problem, Ted, is Buffalo's secondary has been nothing short of awesome in the last couple of weeks, and it's getting healthier. So I don't worry about the rush getting home to get in and bother Drake May's business. I worry about him actually having time. I would see more coverage sacks, I think, this week than Buffalo being able to generate the pass rush that you think is requisite to disturbing the passing game.
All right, we will we'll touch on this a little bit more. We have Tom Curran up next here, our usual Thursday at 3:30 chat about the Patriots, Drake May, this big game on Sunday, the weather, could snow be an issue, all that and more with Tom Curran up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.